Michigan has entered yet another phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. Starting today, the state is lifting most of its COVID restrictions. That means no more capacity limits at restaurants, no more widespread mask mandates, and no more limits on crowd sizes. For more on the changes, I'm joined by Dr. Janae Khaldoun, Michigan's chief medical executive. Dr. Khaldoun, welcome back to Michigan Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
When Michigan first announced its benchmarks for reopening, 70% of eligible Michiganders 16 and older had to have at least one dose of a vaccine for the state to fully reopen. Right now, according to state data, that number is currently around 61%. What changed in the thinking about that target?
Well, you know, we are absolutely following the CDC guidance. And the CDC, since we made that goal of 70% of Michiganders 16 and up, came out and said, you know, for people who are fully vaccinated, by and large, you don't really need to wear masks and distance. And so we took another look at our data. Our case rate has come down significantly. Our percent of tests that are coming back positive is less than 2%. We've got about 9 million doses of one of the three safe and effective vaccines in arms. So based on all of those things, we've determined that this is the next best step to do so we can continue to try to get back to normal.
Getting to 70% seems like it will be a challenge. Demand for vaccines has slowed. And one of the common concerns from the unvaccinated people in the state is wanting more time to see what happens with the vaccines and see more research into them. How can Michigan get past that type of worry to get more people to trust the shots?
We certainly understand that there are some people who still have questions about the vaccine, and we certainly do not want to shame them. That's why we're working so hard to make sure we're holding spaces for people to be able to ask their questions and have those questions answered. It's also really important that we continue to work to make these vaccines as easily accessible as possible. And that is what we're doing through mobile clinics, even bringing vaccinations into people's homes if that's what they need.
Children under the age of 12 aren't eligible for any of the vaccines yet. Kids are less likely to get severe cases, less likely to transmit COVID, but the risk isn't zero. How should parents navigate a world that's getting back to normal when their kids aren't protected?
It's still possible for parents to say, hey, for your child, and I do this, I have a child who's under the age of 12, you still have to wear a mask, particularly when you are in indoor spaces. Unfortunately, there are some children who have gotten infected, and some of them have actually lost their lives. So it is still important that we protect our children. And that includes when they all go back to school in the fall. And we're working very closely with our local health departments to make sure we're providing guidance so that schools can keep our children safe.
I guess the concern that I feel as a parent, and I have two kids under the age of 12 as well, is that, yes, I can wear a mask when I'm with my kids in a store to sort of set the example, and they can wear their masks. But the bigger issue is that fewer and fewer people are wearing masks, and we're relying sort of on the honor system to know whether or not they're a direct risk to my kids, whether I want to start to take them back to stores or do those everyday things.
You know, I think every family has to make decisions for themselves. I do think that our prevalence of the virus is much, much lower, the lowest it's been throughout this entire pandemic. But as you mentioned, the risk is still there. And I do recommend that people still take precautions, particularly those who cannot be vaccinated yet.
The Delta variant, which was first discovered in India, is, as you mentioned, a concern. It's a top concern around the world right now. How worried are you that that variant or another one could set Michigan's recovery and reopening back?
The more easily transmitted variants are threats to our progress. And that's why it's so important that we get these vaccines in people's arms as quickly as possible. The more that this virus has the chance to jump from person to person, the more likely we are to get these more easily transmitted and different variants across the state.
Dr. Khaldoun, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Dr. Janae Khaldoun is Michigan's chief medical executive. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.